Kufchav Zayin Sefarav. She Yagia, Shliach Tzibur, Lemoidin, Shreif Amimah Yatzibur. When Shliach Tzibur gets to Moidin, the Tzibur also bows down together with him. V'lo Yishru Yoyse Midak. It's not clear what it means, don't overdo it. The Shabu brings a Machlekes, that means that you should do a regular bow down the way you do like all other times. Don't do something unusual. The Bab says a Chiddush, that you don't bow down the regular way. Bow down, you just tilt your head a little bit. Ma'aseh, the Minhag HaOlam is to do a regular bow down like you would do by every Moedim. And continue to Mechaber. Ba'oimim Moedim Nachum Loch, Shatur Hashem Elkeinu Elkeikol Bosoch. Choysim Borok Yel HaYitois, V'lo Yaskoros Hashem, you don't mention Baruch Atah Hashem, the name of Hashem, when you finish off Moedim V'Avon. Yish Mishoim Shisach Lishchois, Gam Bosoch. According to the first opinion, you just bow down at the beginning. It's the opinion that says also at the end that you should bow down when you say, according to the Mechaber, you're supposed to bow down at the end of the Moed of Rabbanim. We heard that you say the whole thing one time bowing down. It sounds like you're bowing down for the whole thing. The Shabbu brings from the Mashal that says that when you say Moed of Menachem Loch, you're bending down. Before you say the Shem Hashem, you straighten yourself up for the Shem Hashem. And then you bend down again. Afterwards, the Meicher, when Shabbu says the Minhag HaOlam is to say the whole thing bowing down. So it sounds like the Minhag HaOlam is supposed to say the time when you're bowing down. The Halacha brings from the Vilna Goyim said that it's enough to bend down till you say Shem Hashem, then you stand up. Just a little common Minhag today, even though it's not the Minhag brought down the Shulchan Aruch. It's just like the first opinion that you bow down only the middle and you don't bow down at the end. Siv Beis. Instead of Shapiro's coin, if you don't have Kohanim, the Shlesi himself says, Jeru brings later on, Simon Kufovo, and also the Minigis, and even when they are Kohanim, the Shlesi says, Elkeinu Kevaseinu. So, according to this opinion, the Shlech Tzibur is the one who pulls up the Kohanim. But as we will see when we get there, that our meaning is somebody else that pulls the Kohanim. The Shabbu says that the Shlech Tzibur forgot to say the Birus Kohanim, or Kenu Kenu Seinu, the Birus Kohanim, then he does not have to say the Shmones. The Shabbu says when they say, Barech HaShem, to put eyes towards the Kodesh, says the Shmurecha, to say to the right, Yo HaShem, forward. Pono Ve'Lachi Kunecha,
says the Ramoh. The Elkeinu Kevaseinu is only by a tefillah that is at the right time. If there would be Kohanim, there would be Pilchanim, they would say the Birchas Kohanim then, which is by Shachos and Musaf, and not by Mincha. By Tanya Sivu, then even by Mincha. So he's saying another Chiddush that the Sim Sholem is said only when times that one would say Birchas Kohanim. Other than that, you say Shalom Rav. So by Mincha, we say Shalom Rav, because it's not a time for Birchas Kohanim. Mashenken, by Shachas and Musaf, it's a time for Birchas Kohanim. Everybody else says Sim Shalom. Yesh Matchilim, Sim Shalom, by Mincha Shu Shabbos. Some do say Sim Shalom by Mincha of Shabbos, even though it's not a time for Birchas Kohanim, because we don't see by Mincha, only by fasting. Why do they do so? Oh, Ponechel Satalonu, Jiyatayu, Shukran, by Mincha Shabbos. Hashem gave us all this goodness in His, the light of His face, which is the Torah. So, since you read the Torah by Minchan Shabbos, say Sim Shalom. So basically, when do we say Sim Shalom? And do not say Shalom Rav. We say Sim Shalom any time that is worthy of Birchas Kohanim, which is Shabbos Musaf, and by Mincha would be only Mincha Vatayis. There's another reason to say Sim Shalom, is if there's Kriyas HaTorah. The fact that there's a Kriyas HaTorah also is a reason to say Sim Shalom afterwards, since the Torah brings the Shalom.